Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris, and I am, of course, joined by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Trying to get my hair done for the Spotify podcast.
I see you. If you're watching us on Spotify, Christy is doing her hair. Do you feel like that's any better than when you started?
It doesn't. I think that's simple. That's great, though. I need some help.
Well, I'm just looking at it, and I think you look fine. I thought you looked fine before you started. And right now, doesn't look any different than when you started.
My bone looks wonky, but it's going on 9. What time is it? It's 9:18, so this is nighttime Tina in full effect.
We're, full warning, podcast listeners. We've got nighttime Tina. It is late on a Sunday evening. You'll be listening to this podcast bright and early at 5 a.m. on a Monday morning, but for us, it's nighttime. It's been a long day today, Tina. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We've had a very long day. We've had a very long week, and a lot of things to catch up on what's new. So why don't we jump into it?
You got a lot of stuff to catch up on?
Yeah, I do. A lot of things to catch up on for the week.
Okay.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
You ready to jump in?
Yeah.
Let's do our first segment. We do this every week, and we just talk about what's new. That's, let's talk about what's new, what's been happening in our world since the last time we did the podcast. Tina, we've had a whirlwind experience this past week. A lot of stuff happening. I want to just name a couple of them and talk about them. One of those things is I ran out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was that? What is that?
I was just going to say a word, but...
What was the word, Tina?
But then I refrained. Did you notice me watching my words?
I did. It sounded like a bad word.
I didn't say anything.
It sounded like it was going to be a bad word, Tina.
It wasn't going to be a bad word. I don't say bad words, but...
I feel like you were going to say shocker.
I was going to say it that. Shocker.
Yeah.
Because you love to ride on E anyway.
All right. This is not my fault, though.
I don't know about that.
This is not my fault. Let me explain the situation.
Do we want to go down the... The lights and the cars again? Do we really want to go down that road again?
Listen, let me explain why this particular instance is not my fault. Number one, I'm driving Lily's car. The reason I'm driving Lily's car is because her heat is out. And you didn't want her to be driving in the cold. And so the alternative then was that I would drive in the cold. And so I drove Lily's car most of last week. Well, here's the problem with that. Lily, in her car, for some reason, has a bunch of pictures. And to be honest, you can't see any of the gauges. You can't see anything about the vehicle, things, important information that you would need, like how much gas is in the car. And so... Now, in all fairness, I did think, hey, I wonder if this car needs gas in it. I did think that. But then I remembered Lily saying that she had filled her tank up with gas. She had gotten gas just a few days ago. So I was like, no, it's totally fine. I wasn't running the roads. I was just going to work, coming home, going to work, coming home. Well, I'm riding to work, scootapooting along. And then all of a sudden, the car goes to nothing. And I thought, what in the world? And I looked down, I moved the picture, and the gas gauge is below E. It's not even on E, it's below it. You know you're out of gas when it's below E. And so I coasted as far as I could, and I called my sister, Lauren. She was close. I mean, she was on her way to work. We were coming different directions. We were on the same road, just different directions. to where we were going. It's like an interstate kind of. And so she came and got me, and I was able to get some gas.
Were you able to get gas on that exit?
Not at the Doug Bernard. I actually went up to 56 and got gas there. I was able to buy a little gas can. And now here's the bummer part of this. All right, that is a bummer part.
Well, the gas can in itself is almost half a tank of gas when you buy it.
Well, this one's small. This one's a small one.
I know, but it was still $15.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the cost of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for her car, it doesn't cost a whole lot of money to put gas in her car. And so the gas can was about $15, and then I put about $3 of gas in it.
Uh-huh. That's so sad to have to do that.
And here, you want to make it even worse, Tina. Mm-hmm. So we're on the way back to the vehicle, and I noticed that the Georgia DOT truck is behind Lily's car. Now, the way we were coming on the interstate, we actually had to go past it on the right side. And I talked Lauren into taking one of those little cut-through roads that, like, the police use. She didn't want to do it. I was like, just cut through, just cut through. Because I wasn't sure exactly what the DOT guy was doing. I don't know what exactly the DOT has the authority to do, but I didn't want them to like give me a ticket or something like that. I wasn't sure exactly what he was doing. And so I talked her into doing those little cut-through roads. We went down. I get out with my gas can. I walk over to the DOT truck and I tell him, hey, I ran out of gas. I went and got this gas can. He was a super nice guy. Super nice. He jumps out the truck. And he's like, hey, do you want a funnel? Because he's like, those gas cans on those things on those gas cans are a booger. And they are. I may have a grievance about that here in a minute. But yeah, it was Lily. So there was the gas can. So he gets a funnel out, right? And helps me. He actually poured the gas in the car for me.
That's very nice of him.
I was glad because I didn't want to get gas on my clothes.
Do you want to share the information that he gave?
And this is what he told me. This is the part that's going to make you more sad.
Because this could be very informative for some people.
Well, for some people. For others, not so much. Like Dusky, this is not going to help him at all. I love you, Dusky. I would love to help you, but this information is not going to help you.
Not that we know of. Now,
Glenn, this information is not going to help Glenn.
No. But if you live in Georgia, this is good information.
Here's what the DOT guy told me that I had no idea about. He said, well, I wish you would have called me. I would have brought you some gas for free. And I said, what do you mean? I said, how do I call you? And he said, any interstate that you're on in Georgia, if you dial 511, they'll bring you free gas if you run out. And I was like, if I'd have known that $15 ago.
I wonder how many times you can do that.
You just pull over on the side of the road and be like, I'm out of gas.
If you're having a rough week.
Yeah.
Get on the interstate, run out of gas, and see if they'll bring you some
gas. I tell you what, I mean, they're not really checking it, right?
I don't know. I've never.
So, like, if you're in need of gas, what's to keep you from pulling over, calling 511, and then just getting a free, like, half tank of gas?
I don't think they'll give you a half tank, but...
I mean, not a half tank, but like a couple gallons.
A couple dollars worth.
And if you went on down the road and then you stopped and pulled over and dialed 511 again, and you got a couple more gallons, I mean, you could get a full tank of gas before you
Doug,
know it.
Doug, I'm out of gas. Come bring me some gas, Doug.
Yeah.
Not why I want.
Doug?
Yeah.
Who's Doug?
I named him. I named the 511 guy.
I don't think he's the five. He's the DOT guy, but I'm not sure that his name is Doug.
I named him.
I would like to air a grievance, though, Tina. Now, this is not a grievance with you. This is a grievance with gas cans, okay? Actually, I have multiple grievances with the gas can. The first one being that gas cans are really expensive. Like, unrealistically expensive. Why are gas cans so expensive? Can we explain that?
I don't know, but I know I looked at one at Walmart one time, and I thought, I'm not paying this much for a gas can.
The one that I got...
is little.
It's a little one. $15. Now, I bought it at a gas station, which you anticipate that it's going to be more there, right? But even at like Walmart, I think the ones I've seen there or even at like a gas.
And they're bigger.
Yeah, like bigger cans. I mean, they're like $25, $30. They're crazy. And here's the problem that I've got with them. Okay, they're $30. Let's just say a gas can is $30, okay? Well, once you get it, it has that stupid like nozzle on it that it's almost impossible to get the gas out. And I know that it's there for some type of safety measure, but it's a pain in the fanny.
Is that when you have to pinch it?
Yes.
It hurts your fingers.
But you know what? You know what the DOT guy taught me?
No.
I'll never use that thing again. I'm just going to go buy some funnels. And we just took the top off and poured it into the funnel and it went right in. And that's what I'm going to do from now on.
You know what I do?
Tell me.
When I put gas in the lawnmower, I just use a glove that doesn't hurt my fingers.
Yeah.
And then I'm able to do it with the glove and it doesn't hurt my fingers.
Yeah. I like the funnel idea. Doug, the DOT guy, he taught me a new way of pouring gas in. So if you're out there and you're part of the gas can industry, we need some changes in that.
And I wonder why they're so expensive. Is it what the plastic that they make? Or is it because they know people buying ones out of gas anyway, and they're going to buy, they'll pay whatever they need to get gas. So
there's a gas can racket going on. They're taking advantage of people.
They're like, that fella right there is out of gas. I'm going to make him pay for what he's going to put his gas in.
I would imagine that if you're putting gas in a container, that it would need to be a special type of container.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't. I would think you couldn't just put gas in things all willy-nilly.
I don't know. I seen a guy one time at a gas station filling up 2-liter bottles.
2-liter bottles?
I know that's illegal, but I just watched little man do it. I wasn't going to say anything. It's like he needs some gas.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So I ran out of gas. I ran out of gas this week, Tina. Another thing that I got to do, part of my whirlwind week, was I had an opportunity to go to the urgent care. Now, I did not go to urgent care for myself. I went for Emma. She was in her, well, I think I jumped ahead of myself, but she was in a play and she was coming off the stage the second night. She hurt her foot. And, you know, we came home and thought it would be fine. It kind of swole up, bruised a little bit. You were concerned about it. So today after church, we took her to the urgent care. And here, one, we got there to the right time. Because
we sure did.
A lot of people came in. When we were there, there was only one other person. They took them right back.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were next. But then a ton of people came in. I say a ton. 3-4 people came in. And so they took us back. They did x-rays. Not broken. Foot sprained. They gave her an ACE bandage. But here's the great thing. Here's the thing that I think Emma's most excited about in all of this was they gave her an excuse to not participate in PE for 2 weeks.
And, you know, she's only got, what, a couple weeks left of this semester.
Yeah, I mean,
so she talked to this person that writes excuses. She texted me and said, when do I get out for break? Because that's when that semester's over. And she has talked that person into giving her an excuse so she doesn't have to play the basketball game at PE.
Yeah. That lady asked her, she said, how long do you need it for? And Emma was like, 2 weeks. She wrote that sucker for 2 weeks.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
She was wanting to get out of that basketball game.
I give it to her.
Yeah. But they were real nice, too. I didn't see anybody in the back. Now, me and Emma had the same idea. The front desk lady wasn't very people-y.
Well, she was about business. She had to had to do administrative tasks.
She had the right job for her, I think.
Yeah.
But Emma said everyone else in the back was very, super nice.
The doctor we saw was very nice. Mm-hmm. The nurses that came in that we encountered were very nice. Mm-hmm. The X-ray technician that came in was very nice. So it was a pleasant experience. Didn't want to have to do it, but I'm glad nothing majorly wrong. I think it's just going to be sensitive for a little bit, but she should be.
Evidently for Emma, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
But even if it gets better, she's going to be milking that thing.
No, she'll be out of PE for 2 weeks, regardless of the situation. The other thing that I was going to mention that's new is Emma had her play. And so there was that was a busy week because of that, because the girls had to be at play practice every night. And they didn't get home late. And then Emma had testing, or not testing, but she had tests in multiple classes. And then finally we got the play Friday and Saturday, Frozen Junior. I will say this. I know that sometimes my sister Stephanie listens. She did a fabulous job. I was super proud of her. It's her group, her company, her and Anthony's company. And they did a really good job.
Yeah, all the kids did great.
I was proud of them.
I will say something,
though. Okay.
You know, I'm not very good with phones.
Okay.
I'm not. No, that's not a surprise to any listeners out there. I'm not very good with technology.
That's true.
I am, you know, 40-something years old. But I feel like I don't look 40-something years old. And I was at this play, and they didn't have... They didn't have...
They have paper programs.
Paper programs. You had to scan a
QR code.
A QR code. Now, I don't understand technology too well. So, Chris said, just scan this thing. I was like, well, how do I do that? And you said, pull the camera out. So, I'm standing there. Mind you, we're around a bunch of older people than me.
I mean, these were...
They're older people. These are grandparents.
Yeah, these were grandparents.
And so I'm standing there, my camera's up to the QR code, and I don't know what I'm doing. I honestly do not know. And I had this old man, he could have been my grandpa, come up to me. You got to know how to do this stuff. I was like, well, yeah. So he was proceeding to tell me what to do, which wasn't helping me at all. He expected me just to know it. And I just discovered that some older people know more than me about technology. Doesn't surprise me at all that he was trying to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And so that happened.
I would think that most people, Tina, know more about technology.
Than
you do.
I also hooked my phone up to the car one day by accident.
This is funny. All right, this is funny. She connected her phone to the Bluetooth in the car.
When I was having to drive somewhere that was pretty, maybe to the church. I was driving, I don't go very far, many places. But I was having to drive somewhere by myself, and I didn't want to have, you know, my phone in hand. So I connected my phone to the car. And I don't know how to unconnect my phone from the car. It is so annoying to... Like, I was trying to fix something in the car the other day in the trunk. And I was trying to watch YouTube on it to do it. But my phone kept trying to connect to the radio. But I couldn't hear it. And I was so frustrated that I did not know how to cut my phone off of my car.
I mean,
I've asked you, please take my phone off this car. Just unhook it.
The solution is really you just delete it from your phone. I mean, delete it from the car. We just delete your phone from the car.
Did you do that?
No, I have not done that.
Well, that's something else I'm not good at.
Okay.
So, anyway.
All right. Well, you got anything else new that you want to talk about, Tina?
I don't think so.
No.
Do you?
Well, we need to do a fantasy football update.
Okay.
Because we've just now finished our college pick'ems. They're over.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
The pick'ems are done.
Woohoo!
We have a winner.
Oh, yeah?
It's Lauren. Lauren is the winner of the college pick'ems, OC pick'ems. She finished first. Benny G, who has had a resurgence lately, finished in second. Megan, third. Big Time Bex, fourth. Brittany dropped down. She didn't pick anybody this week.
Oh, no.
She may not have known about it.
She must have forgot.
She dropped down to fourth, or excuse me, fifth. And then your boy, the GUIDO, right here in sixth place. After I'd sat in fourth for so long, I had a couple of really bad weeks in my picks. Mm-hmm. Then Touchdown Tina, 7. Jessica, 8. Wesley, 8. They tied. Kenny Football, 10. Evo, 11. And Karina, 12. So that's how we rounded out the College Pick'ems group.
That's it. No more.
No more College Pick'ems. It's over. You were upset. You had Alabama picked, and then you heard a conversation that I was in, and I said there was no way that I thought Georgia or Alabama would beat Georgia, and you went and changed your pick, and then you were mad about it. You were upset.
You told me.
You would have been tied with me. We would have been tied for sixth place if you had kept that pick.
Pick'ems. I don't know. I've told you before. I don't know if I'll play Pick'ems again.
Okay.
It's not.
Well, we're just going to give it a break, and then we'll come back and revisit it next season.
I do have my foot in the door now to kind of know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
At least that was easier than choosing my players.
Now, fantasy football actually is going well for you. You're winning pretty good, and I think you're winning the league.
No.
No?
Jessica's still winning the league? Yeah, she's... I think that she'll probably beat Lauren tonight. She had almost 99% chance of winning.
Okay.
I think she's one ahead of me. But she hadn't even been looking at it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
That's pretty good.
She must have a really good team.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, so.
All right. So fantasy football is going swimmingly. I'll tell you what else is going swimmingly is the Christmas season, Tina. We have moved right on into the Christmas season. One of the things that I like about Christmas season are snacks. I like a Christmas snack.
Okay.
You made some, you tend to like to make Christmas snacks around Christmas time. You've got the lights up, house looks pretty, you get into the holiday mood. I can tell you're full on into the holiday mood when you start. And you start baking stuff, cooking stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wearing my Christmas light apron.
Yeah, your Christmas apron. And so tonight you made some chocolate-covered strawberries. Very tasty. They were very good.
Emma wanted them.
Yeah, they were very good. Mm-hmm. But it got me thinking about Christmas flavors. And so I asked ChatGPT to list 10 Christmas flavors. And so we're going to let you blind rank these for your personal favorite, okay? These are your personal favorites, a blind ranking. I'm going to read them out, and you tell me where they fit in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Flavor number one, peppermint. Where would you rank it? 1 through 10.
For Christmas or just
this is a Christmas flavor.
Well, I like it. Or
this is your
general
flavor. This is your personal preference. How do you rank peppermint?
1 being the best.
1 is the best. 10 is the worst. And you don't know what's next. So you wherever it goes, it just is there.
8
for peppermint?
I don't need peppermint.
That's a surprise. Man, that's rough.
Is it?
You don't like peppermint.
I don't like candy canes.
Now, I will say this. You prefer a spearmint gum instead of a peppermint gum.
Yeah.
So, all right. Peppermint's 8.
That's a shocker.
That's, man, I did not expect that. Okay, here we go. Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
9
for cinnamon?
I don't like cinnamon either.
Man, this list is about to get wild. All right. So cinnamon is 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about gingerbread?
10. What kind of flavors are these?
These are Christmas flavors.
I don't think I like Christmas flavors.
All right, so peppermint is 8.
Yes.
Cinnamon is 9.
Yes.
Gingerbread is 10. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's.
I hope there's some good ones.
That's a shocker.
Okay.
All right. Cranberry. Cranberry. It's a Christmas flavor.
Really? Who made this list?
ChatGPT.
It's going to have to be above the peppermint then.
So.
6.
So it's so cranberry is 6. Because no. Peppermint is 8.
7, 8, 9.
Okay, so you want cranberry to be 7.
Well, what do I have?
You have 7, 8, 9, 10.
Already done?
I mean, you right now, peppermint is 7. I mean, 8.
We need to write
cinnamon
down.
Is 9. Gingerbread is 10.
Oh, let's make it 8.
Well, you can't. 8 is already peppermint.
Okay, then
peppermint.
I'll say a 7.
All right, so cranberry is 7.
Yeah.
You're going to not like this list. All right, here's the next one. Eggnog.
11.
No, there's no, you. No 11. It's 1 through 10.
Well, I just put it at 11. It is nasty, too.
No, eggnog is delicious.
No.
A little doctored up. Let me tell you how to make eggnog.
We know how to make eggnog.
Get some eggnog, okay? Get some cream of coconut.
Margaret's already told us this.
Well, no, we're not talking about Margaret's recipe. You get some vanilla flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to put some texture in it, you can chop up some ice really fine, like shaved ice, and it does pretty well in there. And then you blend all that together. And then when you pour it in your cup, put some cinnamon on top of it. It's delicious. It's delicious. You know what else? Cookout right now has the eggnog shake available. It just came available. I'm going to have to stop and get that a couple of times.
Sounds nasty.
All right, so eggnog...
11.
Okay. All right. 11's not a number, though.
I moved it on up because I don't like it either.
All right. Well, then the rest of this list is not going to go well.
Okay.
Chocolate orange.
We'll make it 3.
3? Over peppermint and cinnamon and eggnog?
I like chocolate. And I like orange.
Wow. All right. What about... And I think this is going to hit hard for you. I think you're going to be a fan of this in light of your new opinion. Pumpkin spice.
We'll have to make that above cranberry.
So 6.
Okay.
So pumpkin spice is 6. Even though you have discovered that you like pumpkin, you're going to still put pumpkin at 6.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't my first 3.
But chocolate orange is...
Oh, I gotta go with something I think I like.
All right, rosemary.
Oh, my goodness.
This is ChatGPT's list. Rosemary.
It's gonna have to be 5.
All right.
I don't even eat rosemary.
Okay. All right. How about maple?
I like maple. I don't have any numbers I've got left.
Well, you've got 1, 2. And you got 4.
I'll make it 2.
So maple's 2.
Mm-hmm.
You also have this random eggnog at 11.
Okay. So I only got 1 left?
So you got 1 left.
Okay.
Cloves.
Gosh, that's just like cinnamon.
Cloves.
Well, it's going to have to be 4.
4.
Yeah.
So nothing is 1.
No, they didn't... Give me my favorite flavor of all.
What is it?
Reese's.
Not a holiday flavor. That's not even a flavor.
Reese's chocolate Christmas trees. That's what I like.
That's not even a flavor.
Chocolate peanut butter? Reese's. That is great.
Well, this is the list that ChatGPT gave us that we have to work with.
We've worked with ChatGPT before, and that's not very good.
All right.
So.
Okay. All right, Tina. So, just as a reminder.
Now, if I would have looked at everything, I didn't look at that.
No, you didn't.
So, I wasn't cheating. But I wouldn't have chose half of that list.
Well, we didn't. I didn't choose it either. ChatGPT did.
Mm-hmm. So.
ChatGPT has not let you down before. It gave you the good smack talk that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave you this great Christmas list. All right. Speaking of Christmas, Tina, the other day we had a conversation with Emma. And she asked us why we don't use stockings. Do you remember this? We traditionally have not done stockings, which is kind of surprising because we told Emma that when we were kids, you and I both got stockings. And we explained what was in those stockings. Do you want to explain what was in your stockings often? I mean, about every Christmas?
Well, when I was growing up, when I would get my stocking, I'd always have fruit and chewing gum.
Yeah.
And nuts.
Yeah.
And so that's just not something that I think about when I'm doing Christmas gifts. I don't think about the stockings.
Yeah. I mean, the same thing for me. In my stocking was fruit, nuts, and sometimes like a peppermint or something like that. But that's pretty much what was in my stocking. And this blew Emma's mind. She was like, why? Why do you have fruit and nuts in your stocking?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we did.
Probably because after you buy all the Christmas presents, you're broke. And so you have to put whatever you can find in the stocking. So fruit and a pack of bubble gum and you're good to go. So I don't ever really think to do stocking stuffers. Yeah. I know some people do, but I just don't.
All right. Well, I found a list. I can't read all of these. It's 80.
No, we can't.
But I perused through them, and I think that these are some real, if people like to do stockings, or maybe they've never done stocking gifts before, I perused through this list, and it's actually pretty good ideas for stocking stuffers.
Okay, let's blaze through it.
So if somebody's interested, you can see this at Good Housekeeping, and it's just 80 affordable stocking stuffer ideas for the entire family. You can also just Google, what can I put in a stocking in Christmas 2023? So I think it's got some pretty good ideas. You tell me what you think. Minus number one. I don't like it. It doesn't start well, but it gets better. Okay. So number one is a bag of reindeer farts cotton candy. It didn't start well, but the list gets better after that.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass on that one. I don't even know what rainbow farts cotton candy is. Just cotton candy?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sells out every year, it says.
Sells out every year.
That's what it says.
So, reindeer farts. Cotton candy available. This even has a link where you can find it on Amazon. So, that's pretty cool. Okay, here we go. A portable hand warmer. That's pretty good, right? That's a pretty good stocking stuffer. A cleaning pad for your screens. So, your tablets and your phones, like a cleaning pad. That's a decent little stocking stuffer, because like to me, your main gifts, unless it's like a piece of jewelry or something, it generally is not going to be in the stocking. Like normally stocking stuffer things are like just little knickknacks. Yes. Mm-hmm. Little knickknack items. Mm-hmm. So this little cleaning pad for your phone screen or your tablet screen, I think it's a great idea. All right. A magnetic metal pen. So that's okay. It's just, you know, like some writing utensils. A universal dust cleaner. So this is like a gooey thing that you use in your car to get all the dust out of the nooks and crannies of like the gear shift and all that kind of stuff. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we need that.
I think that's a great idea for a stocking stuffer.
Looks like slime.
It does look like slime. Shower steamers. Would you like that?
Sure. That's not big on my list, but...
Yeah. How about a personal safety alarm for women? That seems pretty smart. I would want Lily to have something like that. Lily's carrying a mace right now. Mm-hmm. Does that make you feel safe?
Yeah.
Travel jewelry organizer. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. A little like, now this one is like a 43-in-1 pocket tool, but like a Swiss Army knife of some sort. If you have kids, these squishy pins, some Pez, Christmas Pez. Oh my.
Yeah, keep on going.
Can we read that?
Just keep going.
Okay. Head relief, extra phone chargers. This is like a 10-foot phone charger. I will say this. A 10-foot phone charger is life-changing. I have one of these. It's one of the best things I've got. I take it when I have to go out of town. I take it with me because I don't know where plugs are going to be in my hotel room. I can plug up my stuff from anywhere. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. So a 10-foot phone charger.
I could do about two more.
Is pretty good. Let me see. Some like board games, lightsaber chopsticks. These are a cold massage roller ball. So like a little handheld. Maybe you don't get these items, but like a little handheld massager, some games, a spa headband, some lip butter or chapstick or lip balm, something like that.
I guess I would. These are good, but
a manicure set.
I would just go to the dollar section at Target or something and see if there's some stuff there. Because, I mean, you want them to use stuff that's in the stocking, and I don't know if we'd use any of this stuff.
Well, I think it would have to be specific. Like for me, I would not want this mini microphone. But like this gear tie thing where you use to tie up your wires, I would use that. I always have, like in here, in this room, I always am looking for stuff to organize my wires. I mean, always, not every day, but.
Yeah, I can see.
Well, it's not.
I can see you using.
Well, that's why I need these.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, look at this, Tina. It's a something that you hook on your air vent that you put like your McDonald's sauce in, and you can dip your nuggets in it riding down the road. It's called dip clips.
But you don't like to have sauces in the car.
I do not like a sauce in the car. You and I are different. If I'm going to eat in the car, sauce free. The only time I eat sauce is when I'm in a physical location.
No, I'm different.
You love to open up a sauce in the car.
If I'm going to eat some chicken nuggets from McDonald's,
yeah,
I got to have my barbecue sauce.
Yeah. So we can't go through 80, but this list is pretty good. I think you should go check this out. Like, if you're interested in stocking stuffers, go check out this article from Good Housekeeping, 80 Affordable Stocking Stuffer Ideas. I think it's got some really good stuff in it. Bean Boozle, some more games, some sandwich cutters.
I like that.
You know, that's
in my Amazon cart.
I just think it's like, the thing I like about this is because if you like stocking stuff, most of the time you're like, what am I going to put in the stocking? This is just some really good ideas. And this article also has links to all of these items on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So that makes it easy shopping. That's what I like about it as well. So not an ad, but I just think it's pretty cool.
Good find there, Chris.
It is a good find. It is a good find. Thank you, Tina. Well, Tina, do you have a wow for us today?
I do. Can't believe I'm still up. I'm tired.
You're doing great.
Thank you. I'm trying to keep it out of the archives of not being put on. You know, not.
Oh, you want to keep this episode out of the archives.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay awake.
Like that one because you were so boring, so we had to delete it.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
All right. I don't know if I've done this one before.
Well, it's nighttime, Tina. It doesn't matter.
But I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
Because you were talking about generosity today.
Yeah, I did. I spoke at church. So, talked about generosity.
In Hebrews 13, verse 16, it says, "And don't forget to do good and share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God."
Okay.
You like that?
I do. Do you want to elaborate on that at all? Or are we just leaving it at that?
Well, I think that Do you have anything to say?
I mean, I did a whole sermon today about generosity, so I could talk for the next 30 minutes about it.
I just give the verses, and then you elaborate on what I choose.
Is that what we do?
Nighttime Tina's tired, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, just do good and share with those that you see may have a need that you're able to help, and that they may not have things, and if you do, then I'd say help them.
Yeah. I won't re-preach the message today, but I did talk about how you often are more generous than I am. You have a natural tendency for generosity more so than I do. And so in order for me to fight against that selfish nature, I have to choose to be intentionally generous. And to me, generosity isn't something that you have to like feel. It's just something that you have to do. You just need to go be generous, be kind, be helpful. Just do that. And so if you're not that way, decide like in your heart, how am I going to do that today? How can I be generous? How can I be helpful? How can I be kind? And then just do it. Don't wait to get the feeling. It mm-hmm. just needs to be a decision that you make. Mm-hmm. So
that's all I had. It took me a little while to find one because I've been so busy today. But
yeah, it's been a busy day.
That's what I got.
That's why we're here at 10 o'clock at night finishing up the podcast, Tina. But we did it.
We wanted to get something out there.
We wanted to get it out.
So our listeners would have something to listen to.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good one.
You're happy with it? We're not going to archive it?
No, I think it's good enough.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Tina's stamp of approval, guys. Well, hey, listen, we love you. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It really does mean the world to us, and we appreciate you, stopping us in hallways and making comments about it. You know, if you sending stuff on Discord or Instagram, that kind of stuff. That's always really cool. So really thankful for that. If you are one of our 7 returning listeners, we love you. We appreciate you. If you're a new listener, thanks for making it this far and checking out the podcast. Hopefully you'll come back and join us again. Also, if you have not done so yet, if you will hit the subscribe button or follow button on whatever platform you might be listening on, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, maybe you're watching us on Spotify. And we just love it if you'd come back and hang out with us again. All right. Well, hopefully you have a wonderful rest of your week. And we look forward to chatting with you again really soon. Until then.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.